USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal was handed another defeat in Parliament on Tuesday, despite her last-minute effort to secure concessions from EU leaders. Now, this is just weeks before Britain is set to leave the EU. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border.
It is no secret that the use of the national emergency law has generated a good deal of discussion, and we'll continue having those discussions.
At least 50 people are being charged in the largest college cheating scandal in U.S. history. That's according to U.S. federal prosecutors. So far, 33 parents have been indicted in the $25 million scheme where the parents paid bribes to get their children into elite universities. The ringleader of the entire operation is also set to plead guilty as well. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Centers for Disease Control is reporting that at least 228 cases of the measles have been reported since the 1st of January. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He has an easy way to avoid getting the measles.
If people take the MMR vaccine, their protection against measles is 97%.
Yeah.
And we need 90% to protect the community, to get a community immunity going around, a ring of immunity. And that's why children really shouldn't go to school unless they've had that second MMR shot.
Lawmakers are poring over President Trump's financial blueprint. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal does make some deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Arkansas Republican Steve Womack says the U.S. is in financial crisis and some tough choices need to be made.
As the Congressional Budget Office warned earlier this year, our nation is nearing a fiscal crisis. I would argue we're already in one.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is accusing Cuba and Russia of keeping Nicolas Maduro in power in Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the Kremlin is standing with its Venezuelan cronies against the will of the people of a sovereign nation to protect a Moscow-friendly regime.
Moscow, like Havana, continues to provide political cover to Maduro regime while pressuring countries to disregard the democratic legitimacy of the interim president, Guaido.
Mr. Pompeo said no nation has done more to sustain the death and daily misery of ordinary Venezuelans, including Venezuela's military and their families, than the communists in Havana.
As people continue to clean up the damage from the tornadoes in Alabama last week, Jamie Paul noticed something. Jamie is the founder of Flags for Vets. He noticed that a lot of American flags were also being damaged, and he decided to do something about this. He shares his story with Fox News.
Well, I was actually on the road that weekend. I was up in Florence, Alabama last week and putting some flagpoles up for some other veterans, and my wife had texted me and said that there was a tornado that had hit Beauregard, the local community next door to us. And I've got family and friends that live in that area. So when I got home that night, it was too late for me to go up then. But the next morning, I got up bright and early and grabbed chainsaws and everything else I would need to start helping. And I just went to the area to see what I could do.
Paul started Flags for Vets back in 2007. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.